Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have a special guest on our KGLO live line. Most often we get a chance to talk with Darshini Jayawardena in our studio, but as we social distance at this time, we get a chance to talk with her a little bit about lifelong learning. And Darshini, great to have you on board with us this morning.
Hi, Tim. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I was reading your little note in the Lifelong Learning Institute fall flyer that you do have out. And right off the bat in your note to people seeing this, you address the COVID-19 situation and how that has been certainly interesting, as you put it, or challenging, too. Maybe you can talk right up front about that and how that has affected or not affected the scheduling for the fall lifelong learning program.
Well, absolutely. I'd be happy to. You know, when we got the notice to shut everything down in March, it was quite a challenge at that time. But everything went online, as you know, and so we did offer some classes online in the spring semester. And, you know, because everything happened suddenly, some of the instructors were more comfortable doing, you know, offering their classes online, and some were not. But so the members who did attend the classes online really enjoyed it and felt that there was a connection during the time where everything else was shut down. So I decided to move forward, obviously waiting to hear from NIAC and how the policies would move forward coming back on campus. And so when the decision was made to have students return to campus, then, you know, I thought, let's see how I can offer the fall classes for the semester and make sure that people who are comfortable coming on campus can do that. And also those who want to take the class online, they can do that as well. So what I decided to do was offer the simultaneous class online and in person. So that's how the roster of classes, the 50 classes, are still there. I'm still offering those. And I've spoken with the instructors, and they're comfortable coming on campus to give the presentations. And there are some instructors who, you know, were more comfortable with offering the classes online. So we have both options for students. And if there are students who, you know, are a little unsure about the safety of offering Zoom classes, you know, there's always privacy settings. But what I made sure was NIAC has ensured that there won't be any issues with privacy. And so we have special passwords that people have to put in to join the class online, as well as a waiting room. So I think we've covered all of those issues. And for those members who'd like to come on campus, we are taking extra precautions to make sure that we have the social distancing. Everyone who comes on campus needs to wear a mask, bring masks with them. And then we also have a health assessment, COVID-19 assessment tool that they have to fill out the first time they come on campus, which just, lets them share, you know, whether they've been in contact with someone with COVID-19 or. And then if they say no to all of that, then they come in to the classroom, and we have 6 feet distance between each person. We are following all those strict guidelines. So that's how we're moving forward with the fall. So that's the only thing that's different.
Yeah, well, and honestly, you're falling in line with what is happening everywhere for all situations. And, you know, I just mentioned this the other day. I said to somebody at the end of the year, the word of the year might be Zoom.
I think so. Absolutely. Now, we're offering Zoom training classes as well. In fact, there's one today, and there's one tomorrow. And then we had a huge interest. So since we can only limit the attendance portion to 15 per class, and then we have several up to 50 who are participating online to learn, you know, how to operate Zoom. And we might offer more of those throughout the semester as the need arises. So I think people have the opportunity to try something new. You know, if they've never experienced Zoom, it's at least a way to find out how to put it in your computer or iPad or whatever device that you're using. And then you can just follow the classes from home. And this will help lots of students who may find it hard to travel, you know, to travel from, even if they're in Florida, they can take a class, for instance. You know, this is just not limited to our Mason City area. So I think that's an added benefit. So like you said, this I will continue offering the live online class as we move forward. So I think it's the way to go.
Well, let's talk maybe about a couple of things. And really, right off the bat, for me, I always look and see the new arrows that you have pointed in the book. So you can see new this, new that. You had a lot of new sessions.
Yes.
Maybe you can highlight a few for us.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I mean, for those of your listeners who don't know what the Lifelong Learning Institute is about, maybe I can just briefly say something about that. And it's a membership-based organization or a program where members pay $99 for two consecutive semesters. So right now we're going into the fall semester. Classes haven't started yet. And if you join now, and you can join any time throughout the semester, because then you can start attending as many classes as you like, and then your membership will also carry into the spring semester, where I'll offer about 50 classes again. So there's no limit to the age. It's actually 18 to older. So I have students running the gamut of that age range. So I'm really happy to invite any adult. But when they register, I mean, these classes are academic level classes, but there's no credit involved. So there's no homework or tests or anything like that. So that's the fun part of taking these classes. As far as the new arrows that you talked about, yes, we have new instructors who have joined the faculty. Dr. Mark Johnson, for instance, he's going to be talking about diabetes, 100 years of treatment for diabetes. And then we have dermatologist Dr. Yan Chu, who's going to be talking about skin issues. We have a new instructor, Daishin McCabe, who lives in Ames, and he's going to be offering his class online on Buddhism basics. Then we have Adam Wedmore. He's going to be talking about the election process. He'll come on campus, but we're offering the classroom session as well as the online version of it. So those are some of the new instructors, and I'm really excited about, and of course, some of the classes from the spring were moved forward to the fall semester, the ones that we couldn't offer. But then I also have my husband, who's going to be talking about robotic surgery, and the evolution of surgical techniques from bloodletting to robotics. So that should be interesting, too. So I'm really looking forward to the classes this fall.
Well, I would think that would be an interesting one, too, because I would have to think that your husbands and others, even in the medical field, I don't know that they could have even dreamed at that point in time what they'd be able to do robotically with medicine today.
Yes. So I'm interested in following his session, too. He'll come in person to campus. And that class is in October. And then we'll also offer people who would prefer to stay home the online version of it. So they'll follow it as the class is on. So it's a live session. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear what he has to say, too.
Well, he's done some other sessions with you before, hasn't he? Didn't he do one with on photography, too?
Yes, he has. He's offered classes for lifelong learners, showcasing some of his trips. So he has offered in the past several classes on just showcasing his photography and also giving more of a academic sort of class on the areas, the places that he's visited, giving a little bit of history and some facts, too, thrown in. So I asked him if he would offer something this semester for me, and he said, sure. And so that was not a problem at all.
Well, that's good. He's cooperating then, huh?
Yes, he is. And in fact, the cover of the brochure is one of his photos that he took. So I asked if I could use that, and he was very gracious and let me do that. Usually I have photos of our members on there, but since we didn't meet from March, I just wasn't able to have that opportunity. But these brochures I'm going to distribute throughout the communities. You know, they'll be in the libraries. Mason City, I'll be dropping that off. Clear Lake, Charles City, and some of the NIAC centers in Charles City will have copies. And people can request the brochure by calling our office. That's 641-422-4358. And we'll mail the brochure to them, or they can just stop in at NIAC, the continuing ed office in the activity center, and pick one up. So, like I said, you know, people can register at any time throughout the semester. Classes start in September and end in the first week of December, and they can join at any time. They can take the class online or come in person. So they have several options now.
I think it's awesome. I really do, and it's always fun for me to just leaf through the booklet and see the different sessions that are going to be there. And you've had such great support too with sponsorship. Yes. As well.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up, Tim. Yes, we've had wonderful support ever since this institute, the program started about 12 years ago. First Citizens Bank has been our most loyal and generous sponsor throughout all these years. So thanks to First Citizens Bank, we're able to continue this program and keep the membership fee at $99, which we have not changed ever since we started in 2008. So really kudos to First Citizens for letting us do that.
Nicely done, for sure. Darshini, yeah, it's always great to talk with you, and I'm excited for the fall session that you have coming up, and I hope people get a chance to get signed up and take part. It looks like it's going to be a fun year, and probably ought to get to the session on the book club too, don't you think?
I hope so. I hope people will. Oh, there's also another. We do have our kickoff coffee coming up a Tuesday, August 25th. I decided we will still go ahead with that because with the limited room, you know, in-person attendance, but that's also going to be online. So it's another way for people to find out more about the program and hear from the instructors about the classes they're going to be teaching. And they can attend online. They just call in and register. And this coffee is free. I mean, anyone can participate without becoming a member. And we have members who do attend as well. So the 25th of August from 1 to 3 at the NIAC Muse Norris Conference Center. People can come in if they want to come in. We'll make sure that we follow the safety guidelines again, and they can listen to get more information, more details about the program at that time as well.
Outstanding. Darshini, great to have you on board with us this morning. And
thank you.
Again, I look forward to talking with you again very, very soon about lifelong learning at NIAC.
Thank you so much, Tim, for giving me this opportunity.
You bet. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, Darshini.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Darshini Jayawardena with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO. Get in touch with them at North Iowa Area Community College Lifelong Learning Institute.